Hello, welcome to the Dear Writer podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ashley. We're two aspiring collaborative authors sharing our writing journey with you, the ups, the downs, and everything in between.
Whether you're just starting out or a more experienced writer, we hope that you'll find this podcast inspiring and thought-provoking. And here's the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dear Writer. Today we're recording episode 154 and it is one of our author spotlight sections. And today we're chatting to Jade Dupree. So welcome, Jade.
Hi, Ash. Thank you for your invitation. It's nice to see you again online.
Yes, no worries. Unfortunately, we don't have Sarah with us today. She's a little bit under the weather, but hopefully she'll be back next time. Jade and I are going to have a really great chat anyways. So
we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all good. So a little bit about Jade. She is a lawyer and author based in Auckland, New Zealand. She won the New Zealand Writers College Short Story Competition in 2013 and the Same Same But Different Short Fiction Contest in 2016. And she recently launched her debut novel, Outsider, a story of art, identity, secret diaries, and legal anomalies set in Japan and New Zealand. So it's a little bit about Jade. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the tongue twister of that introduction.
Yeah. It was, started like reading it. I was like, oh, this is going to be, let's see how I can get through it. But it's all good. We got there in the end.
Nice.
So a question we like to start with in these interviews is just, can you please tell us a little bit about how you first got started writing and then when you decided to pursue it more seriously and maybe start thinking about, you know, getting your book published?
Yeah, of course. So for me, I was looking back on LinkedIn to see what I was up to in the past. I figure it was about 14 years ago that I started to take writing a bit more seriously because I was in a job that, not a legal job, I must say, in an early job that I was finding somewhat understimulating. And so I signed up for a introduction to novel writing course online. And so that meant that I could stealthily do these modules while after I'd done my work.
Yeah.
Yes. And so there was something kind of working for me there. So that I think there was that. So that got the first, it was actually, and that actually was a version of the novel that was released now.
Well, that's exciting.
A very early version. So that was done. And that was then, I think, probably forgotten about for a while. But through that process, having deadlines and having, you know, an actual human person read your work and kind of feedback that it's not absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite helpful. And then I think what followed from that was getting a few short stories published. And as you mentioned, a few won some awards. And again, it's all that confidence boosting stuff for a process that can be quite solitary. And I think even more so if you're in the kind of literary or more poetic or experimental type of work that you might be doing, there is always at the back of your mind, does it just come across as completely mad rather than profound or philosophical? So the feedback loop was helpful in that. And then what really helped, I think, taking things seriously was probably COVID.
Oh, yeah. That little thing.
That old thing, you know, a positive is that I am a lawyer now, but my background is I firstly trained as an artist. So I went to Elam and I studied sculpture installation. So I've always wanted to have a creative outlet. And during COVID, obviously, so I've done so art type stuff. I've done a little bit of voice acting, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, and some amateur theatre and all sorts, sort of, I do enjoy a creative project. But during COVID, you can't really get an audience into a theatre. You can't have, a whole crowd at an exhibition opening. So that's kind of a bummer. But writing has been good. And our little writers group that we've had and has kept going and in forms for quite a time now was really great. And I think at one point, I feel like we might have had almost a bi-weekly cadence of We sending in
did.
work and getting feedback and kind of connecting with people online. And that, I think, really helped me have that rhythm to get something finished. And then in 20, I think also the push to get something absolutely done and published and out there was perhaps tied to having kids. And I have a mentor, for a legal mentor who's a more experienced lawyer. And I was asking her about something else entirely, but she said, look, there's just never a good time. There's never a convenient time to get stuff done. You know, there's never really a convenient time to
No, of
go for
course.
a promotion or, and you know, with having kids, as you know, Ash, it's you know, there will always be someone that would like to have your time and attention. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna set, was the goal was last year, actually. This year I want to sort it. I want to get through to having this, you know, I've had this work kind of bubbling away in various forms for such a long time. It's time to just get it done. So I think that it was just that decision that kind of got through to finally getting published.
I love that the story was like a what a initial version of it was the one that you wrote right at the very start when you did that novel course. That's quite cool.
And I was looking back to see what has survived that. And
How was
I
it?
mean, the characters have, there were some really nice scenes that I'd written that in the end I chopped. And I still sometimes, but that, yeah, I had, you know, as you know, you kind of have to get ruthless towards the end. But the characters, the essential aspects of the characters remained and perhaps just evolved a bit.
Yeah, that's really cool. So, what is your writing process like? And did the course that you did at the start sort of help you solidify that?
Did it solidify that? I think that helped me recognize some of the disciplines involved, that it's good to, you know, take some time out and do some of those, you know, character assessment or building exercises, and seeing what, you know, having another look. And I think, but in terms of actual process, I think the big thing for me is having time and space. And so it was like, if I block out, and largely for me, it's sort of try to do four nights, just even just an hour or so, do some writing during the week, and on usually this time on a Sunday morning, the best part of the process is to go for a walk before writing. And the walking is where kind of the problems work themselves out, or the new ideas come or something. But I think exercise is a massive part of the
Just let
process.
your mind like run, like
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
which is always
And
helpful.
And sometimes it's listening to a podcast that's completely unrelated, or just listening to some music that vibes with the character, and so it lets you kind of spend some time in that zone. But yeah, I think walking, yeah, a Sunday morning walk is a very important part of the process to get stuff done.
That's good. I think that kind of answers our previous question, which I missed about juggling writing with your work and other creative projects and things. It sounds like the blocking out time works well for you.
Yeah, I mean, and in saying that though, I have to, I haven't submitted much writing this year. I don't know. The juggle is there is that sort of time available to do other things at the moment. At the moment, I'm studying for a Japanese exam in the middle of the year.
Oh, good luck with that. Japanese language exam.
There's the five levels. This is the, like, the second worst level, the N4. So yeah, I decided I want to pick that up again.
That's cool.
So writing my kanji in the morning, and
Oh my gosh.
the kids see it and they go, ah, oh, writing Japanese. They can
Oh dear,
recognize when it's
kanji.
different to kind of, yeah.
It's never been a strong point of mine, kanji. I feel like it requires so much discipline and time to actually learn it, and I guess like get it in your head that I've never been able to really do it
Yeah,
very
I'm
well.
starting to think now it's just the regular exposure. My tutor was saying that She's Japanese. She moved here. Her, I'm not sure if her kids may have been born in New Zealand. So she says she tries every morning to teach them at least one character, and just that by they'll remember something else, but they won't by the end of
Remember
the
that.
day they've forgotten it. And I think it's just if you're not using it. So yeah, I've been trying to kind of listen to news stories or just trying osmosis or something. So exposure is so important. But you have done a bit of kanji writing yourself, yeah.
Yes. So my mother's Japanese, so I used to do a lot of, Japanese like tutorials and stuff every weekend with a Japanese
Wow.
teacher until I don't even know. Must have been in my mid-teens. And then I
Wow.
took Japanese after like in high school and stuff. But the other writing systems, the hiragana, the katakana, all good. Like you just, I think because
Yeah.
you use it so much, but for some
Yes.
reason, just the kanji was a struggle for
The
me.
endlessness, right?
Yeah, I think
We
so.
can
And
talk about this, right? This is writing in a different
that's fine.
form.
I remember my uncle, so my mum's brother, he like grew up in Canada, so he didn't have the exposure to the kanji either. And I remember visiting him in he lived in The Hague at the time, and
Wow.
he, I don't know, must have been mid-40s. I was there like on an OE kind of thing, and I was up at 6 a.m. for some reason, and I like peek over the railing, and he's like, "Yes, Ashley, I've been up since 5." I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "It's Sunday morning kanji." And I was like, "Oh my God." He's just sitting there at his little desk doing his kanji, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I never had that sort of dedication."
Yeah.
Anyways, to
It's
bring it
good.
back to
Writing in English, yeah.
writing in this form, can you tell us a little bit about your publishing journey, about publishing Outsider?
Yeah, sure. So I guess looked around a bit about what was the common road to do that, and it seems as though you query a whole lot. I think probably it's a bit different in New Zealand as standard that you would. I think internationally, or at least in the US, it seems that going via an agent is more common. So I tried that, the querying agents, querying publishers, and sort of had at the back of my mind. It's a bit of an unusual book. It's literary, it's not genre fiction. It's split over location. So look. Realistically, this may not be the thing that someone looks at and goes, yes, this is instantly very easily marketable and is going to make me a lot of money. So this might not be, is this sort of, to make myself feel better that it's not the writing that's crap. It might be this is a difficult book to pick up. So I said, okay, look, I'm going to try X, so many queries. And after which, if it doesn't fly, I'm just going to self-publish because we'd had that experience with the writing, I think, was it Auckland Writers, the Domain Anthology, and that was quite interesting for me to kind of come across what a self-publishing process actually was. So it's like, okay, well, it can be done. I'm sure I could figure it out if I needed to. So that was going to be my backup. But in the end, this my publisher came out. It was a new publisher focused on LGBTQIA plus writing and all diversity more broadly. And I put the manuscript in, and they wanted another sample, and yeah, and they picked me up. So I've been the first of their authors.
That's
So
that must have been a very
it was
exciting.
just sort of right place, right time. Yeah. So that was quite lucky. And in terms of from there, they've just been really, yeah, really good, really. And I think people say that sometimes about more independent operators, very collaborative, very responsive, and they know how to do, they do TikTok and stuff, which I'm not, I'll record something and someone else can put on TikTok, but it's
Yeah,
they're very
you're like,
good
I'll
at
do what they
that.
say.
Yeah. I think I'm a little bit old for TikTok, but yes, now I am accidentally on TikTok. So they've been really nice, and their process with they're quite they were quite efficient getting stuff out, and they were kind of happy to do more of a light edit rather than a massive overhaul of the story, which I don't know, for better or for worse, it meant that it was done faster, which I think
How long did it
some
take from, like, I guess the initial query to the book being released?
less than a year. I think
That
initially
seems
was it
quite
was
good.
gonna yeah. Initially they were gonna do it sooner, but they decided that in fact a later publication date would have been better mainly for marketing purposes. And I think actually, in retrospect, we could have done it a bit later again, looking at what the norms are in terms of New Zealand, publishing in New Zealand, what the normal things you have to jump through, which is completely oblivious to. And obviously, a publisher, so I should say they're based in the US,
Oh, right, yeah.
they're not totally familiar with how things work here either. So, yeah, it was a good learning journey overall.
It must have been very exciting getting their response back, like in your email inbox. You would have been like, oh my gosh, they replied.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were a few, like along the way, there were a few agents that, that did ask for some, some more. Which is nice, but I guess I was always holding my breath a bit. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's sort of like until I've got something signed, it's not, yeah, but it is, it's always nice to have something read and viewed favorably. Yeah.
So we've mentioned Outsider a little bit. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, sure. So it's based largely in Tokyo, 2017. There are four characters. There is a light installation artist who is grappling with two big questions, and one is around her writing her thesis, for which she's a bit blocked, and the other one because she's reaching the birthday that would make her older than her mother ever was. She is asking the question again, whether her mother's death was as the result of accident or suicide. So that's the first character we open with. And we have her husband, who's an Australian living in Japan, which means you get to bag Australians a little bit. But he's a sort of video game obsessed businessman, and it's a lot about his relationship with his wife. Then we have down in not based in Tokyo, but in an island that I've somewhat based on, Naoshima. So it's a little island that has this history of being more of a fishing village that has become, in the past, a massive tourist destination via the installation of these kind of mega galleries and art sites. So one character based down there who is writing this these diaries, and she's refused to speak for the past sort of close to 30 years. And then finally we have Kyo, who is, I think, probably the most obvious outsider, who is a host at a gender bending dancehall bar or a nabe bar, and she is an unregistered person. So she has the question that she's trying to figure out through this process of who her father is, with the interest in seeing whether she could be entered into family register and then gain the rights and the legal personality that come with having a registration. Yeah, so it's essentially them and how they all interact over time, and there is at least some connection to New Zealand as well at one point.
I was gonna say I've read parts of it from when we were doing the critique session. I have actually started reading it. I've read chapter one so far. I will say that the characters are all very like intriguing. Like there's something about like each of them, like questions around them that make you want to read more into them, which is always very cool. I'm looking forward to reading the rest of the book because I felt like we got kind of like halfway through with the critique group that we were doing, and then we didn't get any more. So we
Yeah,
kind
it would
of
be very interesting to
stranded
hear
halfway
from.
in the story, so
Yeah,
intrigued.
it kind of ramps up a bit. I think, I don't know, if I wrote it again, I'm not sure whether it's a bit of a, it starts off slowly and then I think it picks up a bit. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting to hear from you guys.
So, what have some of your biggest challenges been so far?
The challenges for the publishing side of things, I think marketing is not, it's a bit of a challenge, or like not I used to work, I suppose, in marketing, so I'm not so excited by it. It feels a lot like work or admin, or figuring out whatever the AdWords or advertising schemes on various platforms sounds like a bit of a drag. So I'm very happy to not have to engage a lot in that. But there's, yeah, so that's, but I mean, I love this kind of thing. I love talking or going to reading or, you know, being a human person rather than doing the admin. So I think that's a challenge. I don't know if that's a massive challenge, but I think ultimately, it's a, at different times, it's, well, no one's making you do this. There's no real, or you probably have a slightly different relationship to it, Ash, with working directly with Sarah and kind of having that energy. But yeah, if there's no deadline, there's no, you know, this will happen or it won't. So it's kind of need to make your own mind up that you want to get something out there. That's a challenge, but otherwise, time is a big, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, and definitely with having kids, you realize there's some things will not get done. And at the moment, it's I need to mow the lawns, among other things.
The list of to-dos just piling up.
Yes, piling up like the laundry on the table.
You're like over there.
Yeah, yes.
So do you have any other projects on the horizon? Or have you kind of, put all your energy into Outsider for now and you're like, okay, sort of regroup, reset.
A little bit of a regroup at the moment. I think, yeah, I have started, you know, very early stages of another novel, and that's, I think I have shared some of that in the group, but that was triggered by a couple of things. One thing was having a conversation with the person that did my headshots, who she otherwise works as an actress. And she was, and this was during the writer's strike, and she was talking about the difficulty of finding screen work at that time and the terrible kind of jobs you had to take up, that she wanted to, that, you know, didn't want to be, you know, eaten in a shark attack movie because there's sort of nothing going on, but the money is on screen rather than stage, although she did some stage acting. So I was sort of thinking about that writer's strike and the impact on creative people. And at the same time, I have been exposed to an inordinate quantity of children's television, and just, you know, like, you know, I rate Bluey. Bluey's great. I think, you know, if you're going to choose one, but a lot of Wiggles and Teletubbies, and I was having a conversation with someone about the Wiggles, and it turns out that the one, the Emma Wiggle,
Oh,
was
yes.
previously, I don't know if it was engaged or married to or involved with a purple wiggle,
Oh.
and then they split over the course of the show. And I
Oh
was like,
dear.
well, this is fascinating. You know, can you imagine this, you know, a character, someone that has to be kind of presenting as everything's wonderful, and then in the background you're kind of going through all of your struggles. So yes, I'm starting to write a work about a slightly alcoholic person that's in a sort of Teletubby role, and it's going to be a road
Amazing.
trip. So yeah, so that, but we'll see if that has legs. But I wanted to do something a bit more humorous and a bit more New Zealand, I think.
Have you, are you tackling writing this novel differently to how you wrote your first novel? Like, have there been some lessons learned?
Yeah, I think trying to be a bit more focused around at least a bit of plotting, I think, or trying
A
to set
bit
a
of
goal
plotting.
around.
I love that.
You love plotting?
Oh yeah, I
I
couldn't write
don't love
without
plotting.
plotting, so I was like, I love that you're like, just a little bit of plotting would be helpful. And I was like,
Well,
for me it
no,
would be
because I
very
did. I
helpful,
mean,
but
yeah, I don't think yeah. I think it helps me with discipline. I think I'm naturally more attracted to writing, you know, whatever kind of, you know, it takes my fancy after kind of engaging with someone or something, and you know, use it. One of the things I found really good was having Google Docs, which I hadn't used before, because I realized you can then, you know, if you're at the hairdresser for, I get my hair bleached, and so that can be a while. So you can start just writing wherever you are.
Oh, that's
And
quite
that's been quite good.
smart. Yeah, I've never tried that.
Yeah, just so that you can put some notes in your phone, and you don't have to have, someone said, I think I was listening to a podcast and was talking about how, you know, on the one hand, people talk, you need to have this sort of beautiful setup and situation and time and space, and it sort of sounds like a Zen sanctuary, which is great, but maybe not always possible. And so on the flip side, it's good to just, they said, just buy a really cheap rubbish computer and take that with you everywhere. But then, why do that if you've got your cell phone and you can, if you've got a smartphone, you can get Google Docs on. Doodle Docs. Google Docs. It's a really good way to kind of keep you, bring you back or bring your focus back. Times. Yeah. Sorry, I forget what the original question was.
Oh, I don't. Oh, have you learned any lessons from your previous novel that were helping you write your new one?
Yeah, well, I think the other thing to mention is that that's too long. Starting 14 years ago is too long, and I think you forget things, and things change, and then you have these kind of continuity issues. So definitely, an abbreviated period to smash out a first draft is going to be highly preferable from here on.
Totally understand that. So I assume you're aiming for less than 14 years this time around.
I do. I think maybe a couple of years for me to get out a first draft.
Yeah, that's okay though. That's a significant reduction from the 14.
It is. It's quite an improvement yet to be realized, but yes.
Alrighty. So was there anything else that you wanted to chat about that we haven't covered yet?
I think for your listeners, I would just really promote the idea of having community and, engaging with other writers, which I didn't, I think, really has been such a help to me. And I think when the book finally came out, it felt like a something to celebrate with all of you guys. Were it not for you, I don't know if, whether I'd be as inclined to have had a party about it. It's it's so good to have feedback, and I do like the video, the Zooms or an in-person meeting. It's
Yeah,
it is quite nice. Yeah, I mean,
that's just a
have you always done that yourself, Ash? Or
not always. I, for a bit, used to be a part of the Tauranga Writers Group. Long time ago. I must have just started university. And it was good but super intimidating because the all of the writers in there are like quite well known. So it's like Lee Murray's one of them. She'd been there all the time. So she gave us like original feedback on some of our like stuff that you guys have read. But it was amazing. But then I was, always up in Auckland for university and things, so it was kind of hard to keep up. Kind of drifted out of that one, and then when we started writing again just before COVID, I was like, no, I need to find a writing group again somewhere because it was really good having, I don't know, like-minded people to chat with, and it's always interesting, like seeing how other people write. You can learn a lot, I find, from other people's writing and mistakes too.
Yes, I definitely agree. I certainly had that slight worry starting up when I was like, wow, we're all writing in very different genres. And yeah, I was like, oh, is my work just going to come across as absolutely loopy? And it's not what I mean. I think I need to just let that go. It can be, but yeah, it's I totally agree that reading in different genres, and I guess people writing at different levels, to be fair, it does help your own writing. But yeah, it's and I and there are funny things that you realize actually can be taken from different
Yeah.
styles, huh?
Yeah, it's never, I don't know, I can't think of an example like off the top of my head right now, but I know there's been moments where someone's mentioned something about someone else's writing and I don't know, whatever genre it is. And I'm like, that's actually a really good point. And I think I do that. It's just covered up slightly better. So I should
I
probably
agree.
fix
Or
that.
yeah, what's one of the things, I guess, I know you've probably found this, I was thinking about, okay, if you're dealing with something, you're working with including other elements of another language, for instance, what's the right level to set that at, and kind of, and you're writing for your, I don't know if that works out there in the world, but for that work that we
Oh,
were
the ancient
reading.
Greece one, that's fine.
Yes,
Yeah.
that was good to get a sense of that. And then our other writer friend also does uses a fair bit of terminology and getting a set, like, okay, where's the right setting in, and that it would be different, I think, as well in different
Yeah,
genres.
like
So
where the limit
that
is,
was one.
right? Like whether you've got too much, it's too hard to follow, or it's too little that you're like, oh, this doesn't really feel genuine. Trying to like get that balance right.
It's not, and it's not all mistakes at all. There's terrible things to say. It's all,
Yeah.
it's like all those bits that really sing that you discover in other people's writing as well. And
Definitely.
so yes, that would be my last comment, was to very much advocate for participating in writers groups. And I'm sure there are good and bad ones, but I think I've lucked out with you guys. It's
Ours is
been a
really
really good
great.
supportive group.
Alrighty, so where can people find your books? And if they want to know more about you, or get in touch with you, how can they go about doing that?
For people who are in New Zealand, I would direct you first to Book Hub. It's a website that you can go to and purchase directly from independent bookstores. So we love independent bookstores. So if you would love a hard copy, and are in New Zealand, please go there first. If you're in New Zealand and you don't have money for books, there are some copies at Auckland libraries, and I think maybe Christchurch, some in Christchurch. So there. But otherwise, if you're just around the world, it's in the usual places. It's been distributed by Ingram Spark. So if you Google my name and Outsider, you will find it by the major distributors. And if you want to hang out with me online, probably Facebook's a good. So I'm Jade Dupree Writer on Facebook, and I think that connects into my Instagram and website as well. So happy to chat there.
Awesome. So thanks so much, Jade, for coming on the show. I really enjoyed our chat. I think we covered some interesting topics, kanji, and then writing groups as well. Excellent. And then a bit about your book, Outsider, too.
Good. No, thank you so much for having me. It's nice to kind of round this out with a chat with you, given your, I feel like you're involved. You are credited in the book at the end. Spoiler.
Okay. I hadn't got to that part yet.
Oh, right, acknowledgments.
Ah,
Acknowledgements.
yes.
It's not a key part. Don't worry. You don't come in as a villain or anything.
Excellent.
Awesome.
So, if you'd like to be on an author spotlight just like Jade has, you can head on over to our website, lindesincreations.com, and hover your mouse over the podcast tab, and there'll be a drop down to be featured on Dear Writer. And next time on Dear Writer, we're going to be having another one of our craft episodes. And I think we're going to be talking about romance. Anyways, if you'd like to know more about us or any of our writing projects, you can head on over to lindesincreations.com or get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram under the handle Lindeson Creations. And if you enjoy the show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So happy writing, everyone.